With me in studio this morning, Sam Telfer, member for Flinders. So good to have you in with us this morning.
Always a pleasure.
So look, we want to chat to you a little bit this morning about public housing situation and what's going on. Can you give us a little bit of an update?
Yeah, so I recently spoke in Parliament about the challenges that have been faced here on the Eyre Peninsula when it comes to the public housing supply, and in particular, the dozens of houses that we've got at the moment that are actually out of commission, aren't being used, aren't being lived in because of a lack of maintenance from the South Australian Housing Association. So we've got a supply challenge, a supply shortage when it comes to housing, and especially housing for those most vulnerable in our community. And that's what the public housing system is all about, making sure that those people are looked after and they've got the opportunity. Maybe they can't break into the private rental market. They've got challenges financially. These are the people that are at most risk within our community. And to have dozens of homes that could be available if there's the proper investment put back into it by government is frustrating and something which I'm calling on the government to act on.
And what about public maintenance and that type of thing?
Yeah, so it's a bit of the investment back into our public housing, the maintenance for people in the houses that they're living in at the time, not just the ones that have got to a point where they're uninhabitable, but also some of the basic maintenance work that needs to be done so that people aren't left without some of the essentials for life. So it really does need to be a focus here on the Eyre Peninsula, specifically within our regional centres, Port Lincoln and Ceduna, of investment back in, and that's what I'm calling on the government to do.
Lastly, Tumby Bay Jetty, causing a bit of a stir here. What's going on with it?
Well, it was actually a happy day a couple of weeks ago when there's a partial reopening of the Tumby Bay Jetty, and a number of people that were going up and down the jetty, dropping a line over, catching some squid, walking up and down, was a real pleasure to be a part of. And it really is a pat on the back to the Tumby Bay Council, because they've been the ones who've been working for a long time to try and get the department to understand the nuances of regional jetties in particular, and the negotiations around some of the standards of maintenance and engineering which are to be accepted. So we got to a point where there could be some minor works done to be able to get to an engineering standard that the department were accepting. This does also highlight the need for a long-term investment in jetties. So this is a short-term reopening, and it's a fantastic outcome for the community of Tumby Bay. But there's 20 jetties all around the coastline of my electorate, and there's 70 around the state. The government need to have a strategic look at jetties as a whole and make sure they're investing in the future of what are really essential pieces of community infrastructure. The Tumby Bay Jetty has been reopened without any government money put into it. This is all council and community money. It's the Tumby Bay Progress Association that have put their money in as well. It's time now for the state government to stump up some cash to make sure the long-term outlook for our jetties is locked in.
Well, thank you so much, Sam. We really appreciate you coming in and visiting us in the studio.
Always a pleasure.